Miller and Miles Stride. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Mercy!
We're back one more time to close it out. Miles, are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, we're ready. He's ready, I'm ready. And you know what that means? It is time for us to debate. Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Kieran Sandulo. As always, joined by my co-host, Miles Sprong. Welcome to Versus, our final episode of all time. This is a sad day. Miles, you're on the wrong mic, I think. I think I turned on the wrong microphone. Hello?
There we go.
Yeah. Well, off to a great start for the final episode. Turned him on to the wrong microphone. Whoopsie-daisy. But, yeah, we're on our last episode. It's insanity.
There we go.
There we go. We got it.
Actually got it on the mic this time. Perfect.
Our last episode of the year. Our last episode of the forever, actually.
That is true. Yes. Rest in peace, me. I'm old now.
Nobody heard that, by the way. That didn't happen, what I just did.
Oh, I thought you were talking about me saying I'm old now.
Oh, no. No, I am old. I die in 2 days.
No, I am old. Today's my 18th birthday.
Gasp.
I know.
Unheard of.
It's very yikes.
Unheard of in this economy. 18?
In this economy, yeah.
Your 18th birthday?
I didn't know that those still existed, TBH, to be honest.
Yeah, man. It's like... Oh, man. I'm... It's so weird being like, this is the last show that I'm doing.
411.
Well, yeah, but my show.
Fair enough. Yeah,
the last
yeah.
of my shows that I'm doing.
Fair enough.
Which is like, that's kind of insane to me. I'm not going to be back here anymore. It's kind of silly. In like
very
a in a bittersweet way, I guess, because I'm going to college and I'm going to, you know, go on the radio there, but you know, it'll be a different station with different people with different equipment and with different assignments. Yada yada yada. All of that.
Fair enough.
So, Miles, what have you been up to the past couple weeks? We haven't talked in a while.
Got knee surgery, came back, got broken up with. Pretty basic stuff.
Basic stuff.
Turning 18 today, once again.
There you go.
Going to this.
You going to the Speedway today?
No.
For
no.
the Wienermobiles?
No.
You're not going for the Wiener Grand Prix?
No.
It's the Wiener 500?
No. I will not be going. No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
You don't want to watch the Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles go down the speedway at Mach 3?
That's exactly what I'm saying, yes.
Why?
Because I...
You don't want to watch the Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles drag race?
You know, if it wasn't my birthday, then maybe. But that's not my thing of choice.
What are you doing for your birthday, then?
I actually have no idea.
You should go hit balls off of a tall tower.
You know what? I didn't think about that. I might just go see Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts is good.
I've been grinding.
Have you seen it yet? You need to.
I just need to watch Hawkeye. That's all I
what
got.
What have you been grinding? Oh, you've been grinding all of the projects that you needed to catch up on?
Yeah, so
let's hear the list.
So since the 411 when we last talked.
Since Tuesday.
I have watched Loki Season 1 and Season 2.
Okay.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
Okay.
WandaVision Season 1.
Okay.
Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Okay.
And then both of the Spider-Man movies.
All right. Sick.
And then I just watched the first episode of Hawkeye.
By both of the Spider-Man movies?
I mean, Far From Home and No Way Home.
Okay, so you've already seen Homecoming.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. I have a whole narrative viewing order that I found on Reddit.
Yeah. That's what you do. There's also have that directly on Disney Plus. They have the entire MCU in chronological order.
Yeah, but chronological order by mostly like release date,
mm-hmm.
and not
no,
so
no,
much
no.
like what
they
narrative.
Have one,
they
have timeline order. They have a timeline order.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that until
well, now
just
do.
Now.
Yeah,
so
there's a timeline order on Disney Plus.
So I'll continue to use my silly little document.
You've got your silly little document.
Falcon and Winter Soldier. hated it.
Yeah.
It was awful.
It's not great.
I like it,
but it's not like the best show.
It was so... Nothing happened. It was so boring.
They could have done better. I did like Bucky in it. Bucky was the only, like...
Yes.
And Zemo. Zemo was good. I'm glad we got to see more of Zemo.
Me too.
I missed him in Civil War. I wanted more of him. And I'm really glad that he got his stupid little ski mask finally.
Yeah, I know. And I liked Sam.
Yep.
I liked Bucky.
Mm-hmm.
John Walker grew on me.
Yeah, John Walker grows on you quick.
And then I liked Zemo.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I didn't care about the villains.
Yeah, the Flag Smashers were not good.
They're terrible.
They're not a good villain.
Like, I didn't care about the story.
Nope.
It felt like there was one action scene every episode that was like two minutes long, and the rest was just talking.
I did like the scenes with Bucky and Sam versus the Wakandans.
Yes, I agree.
Those were good.
Yes.
But the rest of it...
Yeah, no, it's terrible.
...left something to be desired.
I almost fell asleep.
Yeah, during the show. Yes. Well, at least you caught up on who John Walker is and everything, so you got all of that information.
And again, I liked him. He killed a dude.
Oh, yeah, he's great. Yeah, that's always... We love John Walker. He is so good in Thunderbolts. There's one little clip that's gone around as like part of the promotional material for the movie where... Valentino just calls him, basically calls him a cheapskate version of Captain America. And then he literally looks at Bucky, looks back at her, and like unholsters his pistol like he's about to end the movie right there. It's the funniest. It's so good. But then Bucky literally just tells him, John.
He's like,
buddy,
okay, fine.
Hey, buddy. We'll live.
Anyways, what are we talking about today?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Miles. Ladies and gentlemen, we're graduating.
Indeed we are, yes.
We're leaving. You're never going to hear about us again.
Well,
We are disappearing from the media.
Well, that... Okay.
I'm going ghost, is what I'm saying.
Oh, I wasn't...
Danny Phantom.
Am I doing that? I wasn't aware.
Well, against your will, but yes.
Oh,
I will make sure
cool.
of it.
Perfect.
But the point is, we're going to be joining college, and then we're going to be going into the workforce.
Yep. Well, I'm doing workforce already, and then college.
Yeah.
But
well, yeah. Because
I'm flipping
you're,
it.
Yeah. You. I can't say that word on air. But the point is, we're going to be working. We're going to be doing things. We have jobs. We have to be adults. And I think the question that everybody, that every adult that has a job, likes to ask, what is better, the night shift?
That was really loud.
Or the day shift.
Night shift all the way. As someone who has worked exclusively night shift, it's supreme to everything.
See, it's different, I think, depending on where you work.
That's fair.
Miles,
yeah.
Where do you work?
Well, all three jobs. I worked at McDonald's for a year and a half. I worked at an Italian restaurant for a month. And right now I work for the Indians as a bat boy.
Which is
day
or night?
Night. Well, it depends, but I pretty much exclusively do nights. Or they barely have any games during the day, so night.
Nights. But then again, it's pretty... I feel like it would be fairly easy to, like, you know, the stadium's lit. You have one thing. You just go and you grab the bats.
Yeah, well, that's during the game, though. Like, it's the after the game that's, like, really late at night where I have to stay, like, 2 hours after.
What is your goal after the game as a bat boy?
So, before the game, I do all, like, hospitality stuff, make sure they're all comfortable, make sure their laundry is done for, you know, like, all their game day laundry specifically.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, after they come back from, like, warm-up and batting practice, whatever, you know, clean off their cleats, make sure, because, you know, dirty cleats are a safety hazard. On the field, so keeping those nice and clean and just, you know, keep everything going. And then, you know, go out to the field, and then during the game, yeah, just fetch equipment, do water, stuff like that. And then after the game, it's just more laundry, a lot more shoes, and just, you know, cleaning up for the next day. My manager said that my first day, it was like, I want it to look like a hotel room in here. By the time that we're done. So, yeah. So it's, yeah.
Are you allowed to discuss how much you get paid for doing that?
I mean, yeah. It's like, it's around 10 an hour.
Mm.
So not awful, but not not great, not awful, but I'm more there for experience than pay.
Yeah,
so
fair enough.
Because, you know, sports is kind of what I want to get into. Yeah. So that's
yeah, it gets you in there.
It's more why I'm there for connections, if you
connections,
will.
Getting industry deals there.
Which I'm going to some conference in downtown Indy. That's all about careers in sports on Tuesday.
Hmm.
Or not this Tuesday, but next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
June 3rd.
Yeah. So one of the things that I like to do is day shift is a thing that depends on where you work, where it's going to be better.
Yeah.
If you're in an office job, obviously you'd be working a day shift. Your day ends at 5.
Yes.
Which is
working
like, you know,
9 to 5.
Surely it's like you get up early, take a shower, go to work for 8 hours, and then you just,
Yeah.
And then you're back home, and then you do whatever.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of what I did when
right
I worked at McDonald's.
Right now, though, I don't work in an office. I have worked in 2 restaurants, I have worked in a park, and I have worked right now at another store, this time at a store, actually. And one of the things that is I was always happier doing the morning shifts at,
I've never done a morning shift, fun fact.
I always do morning shifts. When I have night shifts, I'm not exactly overjoyed.
Fair enough.
But, like, I'll do them. Especially because, you know, I work at a grocery store, right?
Yeah.
So, morning shifts are always the easiest one for me because it's basically just make sure all the shelves look all right. Make sure that they look stocked. If we have a truck come in, then I'm like, okay, I'm going to pull this pallet off of this truck. And then I'm going to stock the shelves, right? But then when it's nighttime, then we have to do top stock.
Yeah.
So I don't know if anybody who's ever worked at a grocery store or who doesn't know what it's like working at a grocery store, there are 2 types of stock that you have. It's on the shelf in the back. So like back stock, anything that's like extra leftover, eaches is what we call them. And then there's the top stock, which is all of the extra cases of items that we can't fit on the shelves. They go on top of the big shelves. And in the morning, you never worry about that if you have a truck. If you have a truck of items that you have to bring out, then you take all of that. You just take what's on the pallets already, and then you just put them out in the aisle. That's easy because everything is cleanly labeled for you. You know where everything's supposed to go. But at night, you don't know what needs to go out.
Yeah.
You have to look at the top. You have to grab a blue cart. It's a cart that it's blue, and it has a stepladder on it.
It's blue, and it's a cart.
It's a big, like, tray, basically. It's a shopping cart that has 2 layers to it, and has a stepladder on it. So you hit the stepladder down, you lock it in place, you go up to the very top shelf, and you have to pull down pretty much everything just to see if it may go out. And it's the most just like upsetting activity because it's so much more work than is necessary.
Yeah.
So I will always believe that morning shift at the grocery store is better.
Fair enough. Yeah. I mean, yeah, it kind of just depends job you work, but like, just all 3 jobs that I've had, it's just the vibes.
Yes.
At like when you're closing and stuff are just so much better.
I would beg to differ. So are you referring to restaurants in this case?
Yes.
Like the food service stuff? So yes. When I worked at 2 Dairy Queens, anytime I had to work a closing shift, I was upset by the end of it. Not because of what happened during the day, but because of what happened at the end of the day. I don't know if you know this. Did you ever work, were you on drive through or fryer when you worked at McDonald's? Do you ever do window?
I did everything.
But have you consistently done window?
I've done everything under the sun consistently. Well, okay. Except for kitchen.
Mm-hmm. So
other
you
than
did
that.
So you did do window though?
Yes. I consistently did the first window where they just pay, and then I consistently did the second window.
Do you know the pain of closing in 1 minute? And having someone come up to the drive-thru window and order 5 burgers?
Oh, of course I do. Yeah.
I experienced that every single day because I only worked closing shifts. whenever I had a morning shift at Dairy Queen, I was overjoyed.
I think that's just called bad luck. Because that only happened to me, or because that didn't happen to me super often.
No. It's not bad luck. It's literally just, that's what I got scheduled for. And any time...
Well, no, I just, I mean, like, the person pulling up at the last minute. That just sounds like bad luck.
Pulling up at the last minute? It got so bad one night, dude, that we literally just shut the drive-thru off, like, 2 minutes early. Because, okay, here's the thing. We closed at 9. It was 8:58 p.m.
Okay.
And four cars all pulled into the Dairy Queen at the same time.
Yeah, they probably did the same thing.
So we shut the drive-thru down. We were not going to do four people's orders in the 2 minutes we had left open. We just stopped.
I'm suing.
You're suing?
Yes.
You didn't get any food, though. You never attended the restaurant. You attempted to, but you couldn't get in because it's closed.
But it wasn't closed.
We can close at our own discretion. It was close enough to the day. It was close enough to the hour.
I don't know. I'd sue if I were them. Can't lie.
They don't get to, though.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know.
You don't get to sue. You're not allowed.
It's not in your constitutional rights.
It's also, they don't, how would they sue?
Oh, fun fact. I got a question wrong, or on the immigration naturalization test that I had to take in government, because I think we all have to take that.
We do.
I got a 99 out of 100, which means I'm going to get deported. Essentially, yeah. Because I missed one. I don't even... I knew all the answers. I was just clicking so fast that I probably just misclicked. Just
misclicked, yeah.
But no, yeah, this is my last day in America, actually. They're kicking me out.
He's gone. That's how it is, man.
But yeah.
Who was the third president of the United States?
The third president?
Third president of the United States?
It was Jefferson.
I want him gone. Get him out of here.
He's gone. Wait, what? Wait, me?
Yeah.
But I got it right.
I know.
Oh, okay, cool.
Doesn't matter.
All right, fair enough.
You were going to get another one wrong.
You know what I probably got wrong? The president during World War One. I knew it was Woodrow Wilson, but I don't think I did while I was taking the test. I might have clicked something else. I might have clicked FDR twice in a row. Yeah, he did one of them.
He did one of them.
Who cares?
Like, we've had two Roosevelts.
Yeah, they were... my government teacher was like... You should aim for an 80. My friend got like a 70, and I was like, oh, you shouldn't be here.
No, you're gone. You're out of here.
No,
he
said he was kind of just scrolling through and was like, yeah, that looks right. Like, he didn't study for it. He was like, yeah, it looks all right.
I feel like that also can apply that same mentality. Yeah, it looks fine.
Looks fine.
That applies, I think, sometimes to working in the...
Oh, for sure.
Especially night shifts. Yes. Just like, okay. I work morning shifts at the grocery store a bunch, and it's fine. I like that. Like, because I always pull up, and it's just like, I do what I need to do, right? So I'll face up the shelves, and it'll look nice, because I have time in the morning. I'm like, hey, I'm not worried. I'm not in a rush. I'm not closing tonight. I'm just going to be nice, take my time, make sure it looks good. When it is close at 8, and we just finished stocking the shelves at 7, and we have to face all the aisles... It's just like, you know what? Good enough.
Yeah.
Especially since we're understaffed.
Well, yeah.
We are horrifically understaffed and underscheduled. So one thing that we learned recently, I learned from my boss, one of my bosses, David, general manager, not the owner of the store. David told us that at the end of the last week where we were understaffed on every day during the week, we had 56 extra labor hours that we could have given out to other employees.
Oh, my
56
God.
56 that just were not given to people.
That is insane. Mm-hmm.
So David talked to Becky, who is our owner. And Becky's great. Corporate.
Love you, Becky.
Yeah, Becky, you're great. You're great. Becky has been back and forth with corporate a few times because corporate is the one who slashed our hours that we needed.
Corporate
told us, hey, you need to cut down on labor, and gave us like an insanely unnatural figure that we would never be able to reach.
5 hours a person.
Not even that. They give you a total amount of hours that you're allowed to give during the week.
2 hours.
150 hours is what they cut it down to. They cut it down to 150 hours a week. Yeah.
That's something.
But Becky was so like... So Becky's new to this location. We used to have a guy named Paul. Paul's great. I miss
Paul. Love you, Paul.
I miss Paul.
R.I.P. Paul.
Becky is new to this location, so she's had a whole slew of things to do, as well as deal with the new labor requirements.
Yeah.
So
poor Becky.
I don't blame
her
for anything that's happened. But it got to a point earlier on where I was working a day a week if I was lucky. And even then, it was 2 hours. Dose. 1, 2.
That's dumb.
Mm-hmm. Eins, zwei.
Dum diddy dum diddy dum diddy dum dum.
So David talked to Becky about it. And he said, hey, we had 56 extra hours of labor this week. So next week, what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule more people. And we're going to schedule all those hours. And if corporate has a problem with it, I will yell at them. And David is a king for that.
I will take on corporate.
David will. Like, he'll throw hands if he needs to. Listen, I love my bosses. They are great.
Yeah.
Except for He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Yeah, we hate you, He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Not hate.
Derek.
That's not it.
Oh, I kind of just, I don't know. Yeah. Seemed like a Derek. I have a friend named Derek. Love you, Derek.
But yeah, point being, it was always easier to get stuff done in the mornings when you have more people because they always liked to slash, are you good?
I turn my, you know, the mic's close to my face, obviously. I turn my head and my nose caught on the little on the little sharp metal part. Ooh. Here. And just back up.
Ooh, yeah. But yeah, it's always easier to get stuff done in the morning shifts because you have more people in that day and you have less people like coming in to buy stuff from the store. So you have less people to deal with while having more time to do the things you need to do.
Yeah.
At the night shift, when you have two people on stock, one guy on register, and He Who Shall Not Be Named sitting in the office and watching football.
Frickin' Derek.
Daryl.
Is that his actual name?
No, I'm not. Oh. I'm not saying his actual name. I'm not
Doxson.
Ragging on anybody.
What's his home address?
No. We here at WBDG do not endorse or encourage any kind of like locating people's home addresses. That's illegal and you shouldn't do that.
Unless it's Derek.
No. Also, especially if it's Derek. If you don't like the person, that's worse.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyways,
that's true.
Two people on stock, 4 pallets in the back that you have to bring out. 4 whole pallets that weren't done in the middle of the day because, again, He Who Shall Not Be Named was watching football in the office.
Derek!
Then it's a whole slew of just like, okay, listen, what gets done, and nothing else after that.
Yeah. Well, for me, like, for the restaurant or the Italian restaurant I worked at for a month, if we didn't close right, there was always a, hey, team, just a friendly reminder message, like, every morning. And it's like, dude, it's a new, because it was like a brand new restaurant, like, just open. Like, I got hired before it even opened. And, like, so we're just trying to figure, so like, how are we supposed to know that you're supposed to...
I hate friendly reminder, because it's not a friendly reminder. It's just,
you're
like...
You're going to get fired if you don't do this.
Yeah. Well, also, okay, so, He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Derek.
Well, you know what? Yeah.
Let's just call him Derek.
His name's Derek. Derek does this thing where Derek doesn't do a lot. Unless Derek is on the shift with David or Becky.
Oh, because then he steps up his
Derek
game.
Derek is not a manager. Derek is a team lead.
Oh.
He does not outrank David or Becky. But the second David clocks out, the second Becky clocks out,
Derek is on a rampage of football.
No, Derek just tells everyone else to do everything he was assigned to do. So one thing is about him that he likes to do a lot is he'll pull top stock down on days we are not supposed to do top stock.
Okay.
And he will say, yeah, you just we'll tag team this, and then I'll help you face it. Facing the aisle is in pulling everything up to the front, making it look nice for the next shift, right?
Yeah.
Usually morning shift behavior, but the night shift likes to get it done so that they have easier in the morning, right? But one thing that he likes to do is take a bunch of crap off of the top that won't go out and then leave. And he'll say, now you do this. It's his job that he was assigned to do. But then he will say, no, 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 no.
You can do that.
I got to do some stuff in the office. Spoiler alert, we can see him on the cameras watching football on his phone.
What a legend.
He's not subtle about it at all. And one thing that happens very consistently is he will give us 8 things to do. He will say, okay, I need you to do this. And then when that's done, I need you to do that. And then do this. But also do this, right? But he'll give like one person 8 jobs that he does not elaborate on. And he mumbles. He mumbles everything. So I have to ask him to repeat like 8 times. And then anytime I dare do one of the things he assigned me over another thing he assigned me, he gets upset at me for not doing what he asked me to do. Well, fun fact, Derek, David asked you to do something. And then you said, hey, Kieran, you want to do me a favor real quick? And I'm like, buddy, you are the boss. You should be able to take on some more of these responsibilities. I should not be the one doing the manager duties.
Yeah, that's your job. That is what you get paid more for.
Yeah. It is insane that he gets paid more to do less.
Yeah, like, which I mean, to be fair.
I'm happy whenever I
see. To be fair, that's most management jobs, am I right?
When I see him not on the schedule, I am overjoyed. Because that means that I get to work with David. And I love David.
And work less.
Well, no, I do work. I still do, like, work, but David helps.
Well, no, yeah, that's what I mean, is that, like, you're doing less work because he's not passing off his work on you.
Yeah, because I have somebody helping me do things. Do you have any idea how much more productive we are on days when he isn't there?
Probably tenfold.
Oh, yeah. Do you have it? Okay, so we close at 8. The last time it was just him on the schedule at night, we got out at 9.
Ew.
Yeah. When it was David, the night closed, when it was David, we got out at 8:15. Because he was helping us do all of the last closing
duties. Yeah.
It was the same day of the week, by the way. We had the same level of customer volume coming in. We basically sold the same amount. We had the same amount of inventory in the back that we needed to bring out and put on the shelves. But we got done 45 minutes faster
because
he was doing his job.
Because it wasn't Derek.
Because it wasn't Derek. Do you have a Derek, Miles?
I don't have a... Right now, I do not have a Derek. Because I only work with 2 people, and both of them are awesome.
Yeah.
Or,
Have you ever had a Derek?
I guess 4. Have I ever had a Derek? I know I've had one at McDonald's. I'm just trying to think of who it would be.
Don't give out any actual names. We're not allowed to do that. I'm lying about all of these people. I'm telling a true story, of course, but I'm changing names for the narrative.
What should I call her? Cindy. I had a Cindy.
You got a Cindy?
Yeah, she was like this mean... She's like this mean old, Hispanic lady. And she never did anything.
No.
No, she, like, cause like,
was she a high ranker in the hierarchy? Was she a manager?
She was a manager. Yeah. Mm. She was like she was the one that did all the scheduling and she was terrible at it. Like so bad the other managers formed a coup against her to take away her scheduling privileges pretty much.
Dude.
Like, that's how bad she was at her job. And, like, and she would just sit back in the office and do literally nothing when we needed her help out on the floor to, you know, manage us.
Yeah, to, like, do the thing.
Which is the point. But, like, now Theo's my
manager. It's like, Cindy!
No, the Italian restaurant, my managers were all sick. And then my managers right now are awesome.
Yeah.
I've
had some good managers. Especially during day shift jobs. So when I worked at my first Dairy Queen, I had a second David. This is David Prime.
David Prime.
David was an 89-year-old man.
What a legend.
And he owned this Dairy Queen, and he was great. This was the, I don't know if you've ever been driving down 36. On US 36, there is a Dairy Queen that is a box. It is a cube, and you cannot sit down inside of it. You can literally... The only people that are allowed to go in the restaurant are the people that work there. They don't have food. It's just ice cream. and it is a box. At most, you would have five people in there at a time. You'd have one person on the actual, like, make the ice cream. One person would put in the toppings. One person would be on the blender, and then you would have one person on each of the line registers, right? Then there was Dave. And Dave was great. He was known as the old guy through the drive-thru lines. So anytime I would be on, like, window, I would get... There was one old lady that always came in to see him. And she was like, is the old guy here today? And I would all be, and I would always have to tell her, no, he's not. But then when he was, I'd be like, you're never going to believe it. Cheryl, I have great news. Now, David is great.
Shout out to Cheryl.
Yeah, Dave Prime. Love Dave. Because Dave was actually the closest thing to, like, a fellow employee that I've ever had as a manager.
Fair
because
enough.
He actually did so much of the actual in-store work.
Yeah.
Like, he would mop the floors himself. He would make the ice cream toppings and everything. He would go on the register, go on the window, right? You go on the headset. He would go take out trash, too. He would basically do everything that he would tell us to do.
Mm-hmm.
He would make dilly bars. He would make all of the novelties, like all the Buster bars and everything himself.
Yeah.
And it was like, dude, this is what you're supposed to do.
What a go.
Yeah. And he paid me $10 an hour.
What a go.
It was my first job, and I got $10 an hour. And he was great. I love that guy. And I miss that guy, because he died 2 years ago.
Oh.
And I am so sad that he did.
R.I.P. Dave Prime.
Rest in peace, Dave Prime. I love you.
My pay has had a very weird... You would think it would just be an upward, right?
Yeah, like a steady incline.
Yeah, so I've gone from 9... to 11 to like 15, 16, like around there, because mm-hmm. it all depended on tips. And then right back down to 10.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I love my job a lot more than I
here's how mine
have
has
the
gone.
Other ones.
Here's how mine's gone. Here's your plan, right? $10 an hour. $8.25. $10 an hour. $15 an hour. $13 an hour. $10 an hour. $11 an hour. Those last four happened at the same job, by the way.
Oh.
That was the same job.
They just changed then, your pay?
Yeah, back to $12.25 right now. But,
yeah.
So, the last Dairy Queen that I worked at, I worked at two. The most recent Dairy Queen that I worked at, my boss was fine. I liked my boss. He was okay. His name was Harsh. He was good. I don't have any qualms with Harsh. He had...
Any qualms?
I don't have any qualms.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone say
no
that
negative
before.
Feelings.
Yeah,
that's
like
the word.
I kind
You've
of
never heard somebody say it.
I kind of figured that out, but I didn't.
Oh,
I was
dude,
very
I'll,
confused.
Well, dude, do you never read a thesaurus after a bad day at work?
Why would I?
You don't?
No.
You should get on that, man.
No,
it gives you more adjectives to use to describe your frustration.
I have because my job makes me so sweaty and sticky. I just take a nice I'm outside. All the equipment has like pine tar on them. I'm like, I get home and I just sit there with my hands under the sink for like 2 minutes, just feeling the water get all the pine tar mm-hmm. off, and it's so nice.
So okay, here's the gist of it. What happened? Started at $10 an hour. After a year, I got bumped up to $13 an hour for about 2 weeks. I got bumped back down to $10 an hour by complete accident. He did not put my actual thing into effect yet in the like auto payroll thing. He back paid me for those couple weeks. And then what ended up happening is I went back up to $11 an hour.
Okay.
Which was my new like money value. Basically, I got a 2 week temporary raise. It was a bonus, basically. And then I also got the actual $1 raise to $11 an hour, which was nice for a while. But then it was like that whole, I'm not sure about the consistency about this going forward.
Yeah.
And that was the one where I was always working night shifts too. So I had a thing, right, where anytime we had like a customer with a real big order come through that did not want their receipt, I would, you know how Dairy Queen has an app?
Yes.
You know, you can scan points into those apps to get
free stuff.
Yeah.
Of course.
So anytime a customer didn't want their receipt, I would ask them, hey, can I get the points off of this? And they would 95% of the time say yes.
Oh my God.
And I let them watch me do it too.
That is hysterical.
So I ended up, even after I quit that Dairy Queen, getting, count them, 8 free 6-piece chicken strip baskets, 6 free medium blizzards, 12 free medium chocolate dipped cones, and 3 free dilly bars.
Oh my God.
That lasted me 6 whole months.
Oh, that is awesome.
Oh, I calculated it.
It's been like, hey, can I have your points?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I literally, anytime they were like, I would ask them, do you have the app? They'd be like, no. And I'm like, cool.
Could I have
would
your
you
points?
Mind? Would you mind?
I have a proposition for you.
And I would always do it and be like, hey, I'll slip
you. Dormammu, I've come to bargain.
I'll slip you some extra fries and some extra dipping sauce for you. Can I?
Can I?
Get the points off of this order? And they would almost always say yes. The first time somebody said no, I'd be like, okay, you should get the app.
So and that you should can take have this your receipt. Points.
Scan the QR code that's on this. And if you get this exact order one more time, you get a free chicken basket, basically. And they were like, oh, sick.
That's so funny.
Yeah. It was
I should have done that when I worked at McDonald's. You know how much McDonald's I could eat?
Dude, so many McFlurries. That's the only thing I buy at McDonald's. I don't really? Buy any. I do not like McDonald's, dude.
I love McDonald's.
Do you want to know what sucks? I like Burger King more than McDonald's.
Absolutely freezing cold take.
I just like the chicken fries. McDonald's they introduced their own chicken fries recently.
Oh, the McCrispy strips?
They're not good.
I haven't had them. So
they're not good. They tried to make chicken fries. They don't taste very good, though.
I just had chicken strips from Red Robin.
I've been eating so much chicken.
I discovered that I like ranch.
Yeah.
Because, like, I've always liked ranch-flavored things, mm-hmm. but I've never liked sauce or, like, yeah. dressing or anything. But then, like, I got it with some fries a couple weeks ago, and I was like, what have I been missing out on?
One thing that I have decided on.
So I've dipped like I've had my salad in ranch. I've had so much ranch recently. Anyways.
Yeah. So there's a fun fact for you. I have been very consistently like against working in food service again. Because I was like, listen, I had a good time with it. I enjoyed every food service place I've ever worked at, right? Up to a point.
Yeah.
Where I have decided I will not work a food service job ever again.
I liked it.
It's two points. So
I liked it. I like this job a lot better.
So in Vincennes, where I'm going for college, I have a job lined up already at a radio station.
Yes.
And that is going to be majority after school activities, so I will be working nights.
Yeah.
But one of the advantages of that is I pretty much get a say in what I play. It has to be country music, though, because that's the station that they have for me to do.
Oh, okay.
Which, you know, I'm okay with. I'm doing radio. I'm doing what I want to do. I can forgo listening to genres that I actually enjoy in exchange for, you know, getting paid to do something that I really like to do. And yeah. I am always going to be a day shift person. My closing argument. I will always be a person that loves day shifts over night shifts. But I cannot deny that there is absolutely a time where the night shift is better for a specific job.
Yeah. For me, all of my jobs have had just so much energy and an aura, if you will, in the nighttime, where we just like are able to like cut loose and have a lot more fun than we would like if we're opening in the morning, because then we have to be on the whole time, whatever. But an 11 to 4, you have to be on pretty much the whole time. But a 4 to 9,
mm-hmm.
You can have a lot of fun during that time, because after dinner rush, no one really shows up.
Yeah.
So it's just.
Well, yeah. I'm working 5 to 9s on Thursdays, right? I'm working later on Saturdays. I'm working 6-hour shifts on weekends. And it's great because I get the money that I want to, because that lets me know that, hey, I'll have money left over when I want to go to Vincennes.
Yeah.
So, I think that's it for today.
Indeed it is.
Miles, thank you for sitting down with me and for talking today.
Of course.
Less of a debate today, more just
work.
Work. Jobs. We'll call it a micro episode of the show. Yeah. But you know what? Ladies and gentlemen,
it'll make up for no show on Monday because of Memorial Day.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for us here on Versus.
Indeed. Yes,
it will. For the last time, ladies and gentlemen, I have been your host, Kieran Sandulo.
Yes.
He has been Miles Sprung. Miles, do you have any final words before they come for us?
No.
No? No final words?
Well, I can't think of anything.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Kieran Sanduo. That has been Miles Sprong. Thank you for listening to Versus for the past couple of semesters. Thank you for tuning in, doing everything that we, listening to us argue about things that don't matter. And I don't know if we'll ever meet again, but if we do, we will be ready to debate once again.
Yes.
I'm Kieran Sanduo. He's been Miles Sprong.
Yes.
Signing off. Goodbye.